I am a super safe driver. But all those other guys, this is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Driving to work, it's like a game of Grand Theft Auto. It's scary how dangerously people drive. Would robots make the commute safer? Most of us think of ourselves as a better-than-average driver. Why? The perceived risk of driving is less than that of other drivers. But what is the perceived risk of self-driving cars? Michael Neese from Lafayette College wanted to find out. 500 people were asked how safely robocars should be driving before they hit the road. Whoa, high standards. People want self-driving cars to drive as safely as the top 1% of human drivers. The perceived risk of robocars is much higher than that of a human driver. Current self-driving cars rely on a human to monitor their driving. But when they do become completely independent, better than average is not good enough. We don't only want to be safe, we want to feel safe too. Your robot driver won't need a seatbelt, but you certainly do.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Tsinglo.